Okay. So the reason why I asked everybody to come in this morning is because I'd like to share with you some patterns that that aren't necessarily always shared inside master practitioner trainings, but I think that they're advanced patterns that everybody would want to know. So that's why I said today was more of a required day, although I had leniency if you weren't here. I just think that you'd miss out if you didn't get this knowledge, because it really is tremendous stuff. Some of the advanced submodalities patterns, so for example, the compulsion blowout, as well as the allergy model. The allergy model is one that I've used on several occasions real, real successfully. Do you remember Diane? Right. Diane McCowan.
Cat phobia.
Cat allergy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were, it was in Robert's practitioner training. Diane McCowan was in there, and she had an allergy of cats. And she came up for the as a demonstration subject. And she's called me 2 years later saying that she lives with cats now. So
I had talked to her afterwards, and she was totally clear.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So we get, I get excited when I hear things like that. I mean, every time I hear of somebody coming up and doing a demonstration or doing something in a class, and that really motivates me. John, you know what's funny is John the other day, we went hang gliding, and you missed the hang gliding, I'm sorry. John asked me, what was my favorite part of the hang gliding day? And I said it was getting to see Ananda fly. Out of everything that happened, seeing that was my favorite part of the hang gliding day. So I'm thrilled when people get to take this stuff out and actually make some changes and do something special in their life. And I think the allergy model is one of those that we can really help people that are close to us with. So that's a fun one. So let's turn to section. It's a submodality section 4. We're going to look for the allergy process. It's on page 4. 4-4. Section 4-4. So on the allergy process, it's a 6-step process. It's actually quite simple. The first thing that you want to do is find out, it says here, find out the submodalities of the substance or allergen, the thing that's causing the allergic reaction. I think that the most important thing that we do there is identify it. And it's easier to do the allergy model on something that's a known allergen. Whereas if you've got, if they say, well, I'm just allergic to everything, it's going to be a little bit more challenging.
Can you use cat as a model?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I mean, as you're speaking, so we can...
Yeah, well, in this case, cat. Sorry, Ananda. But yeah, so you'd want to know what that is. You'd want to know what the allergen is because like if somebody says, well, I'm allergic to everything. I go outside and I'm allergic to everything. That's going to be a bit more challenging because what we're doing with an allergy model is we're giving a counter example. Because basically when you think of an allergy, first let's chunk up for a second. When you think of an allergy is like a phobia of the immune system. Yeah, so it's like a phobia of the immune system. So what the allergy is, or the allergic reaction, is the immune system thinking that the allergen is going to kill it or do some or harm it in some way. So the immune system overreacts by creating the allergic response. Now, what's in charge of the immune system?
Unconscious mind.
Unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is in charge of the immune system. So If the unconscious mind is in charge of the immune system, all that needs to happen is the unconscious mind needs to be reeducated in relationship to the allergen, because the allergen is usually not going to harm the immune system. Like when you think about pollen's not going to kill somebody, yet they have this allergic reaction. A cat's not going to kill somebody, yet they have this allergic reaction because the immune system is having this phobic response. It's overreacting. So one of the first things that I'll do before I do anything with this is I'll talk to them about the fact that an allergy is like a phobia of the immune system. So it's really just about re-educating the immune system. And that's what I see this process as being. And so the first step is going to be to find out the submodalities of the substance or the allergen. And I think even more important than that is just identifying it. What is it that you're allergic to? If they say everything, that's going to be a chunk too big. Then what I would do in that case is I would chunk smaller and take it piece by piece.
Okay. Okay, number two, finding something similar that you're not allergic to. So this is going to be something that sort of appears the same, and there are several examples of that. For example, if you had an allergy to ice cream, okay, you might say, well, what's something that's just like that that you know you're not allergic to? And they might say, well, yogurt. And by the way, you want them to tell you, okay? So you don't want to give it to them. You want them to tell you so you get their words. Another example, someone might be allergic to pistachio nuts. You say, so, well, let's ask you, what do you think an example would be? Something like pistachio nuts that maybe, you know, it's just like it, but maybe you wouldn't be allergic to. Who's got an idea? What's just like pistachio nuts?
Almonds.
I'm sorry?
Almonds.
Okay, almonds. Okay, good. Okay. So if the person tells you that it's almonds, that would be a great item to get the submodalities on. Okay? Later on, you're going to do a contrastive analysis here.
Right. So basically, there's going to be things. What's this similar to, by the way? We did another process that was kind of similar to this. What was it? When we found two things that were one thing that was similar to another? Close. Submodalities mapping across. When we mapped across and we changed like to dislike, that was kind of like that, right? Yeah, absolutely. So what you want to do is find something that's similar like that. You want to get something that's the same logical type, nothing that's too much of a leap, but something that's similar. So, for example, one time we used a little girl she was allergic to cats, and we used a teddy bear because she had this teddy bear that was kind of furry, kind of looked like a cat, but she wasn't allergic. She didn't have the allergic reaction to the teddy bear, yet she had them to cats.